Sea. That's too hot?
I'm half deaf, and it was too loud.
Wow.
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Pansy. Yeah, waving at me. I'm old man, can't hear
the... Well, you have to understand, I've tried to explain this to you. I now wake up in cold sweats to these nightmares I have about you.
Afraid that you're not hearing something you're supposed to hear?
Yeah, just so now when I hear like an overly audible... you know, version of you in my eardrum, it just scares
the living life out of
me. Sends me into a panic.
Well, speaking of panic, so this week you owe me an official apology for this. Number one, you stood up a client meeting, and that was bad. I had to mea culpa, because we have this meeting. It's on his calendar for what, 2 weeks? You forget your daughter's having surgery the same day.
I could bust you right now.
How could you not remember?
No, I could bust you right now.
But anyway.
As a matter of fact, you owe me an apology.
For?
Because you told me that the meeting was on the schedule for weeks and weeks, but you never told me.
I said 9 to noon.
No, you never did.
9 to noon.
Never did.
9
Send
to noon.
Send me that email or copy me on that text. I'll bet you.
I'll find the text.
$1.
I keep all the texts I send
one
to you. Just for this purpose.
American...
One,
red hot
one
dollar.
Dollar, which isn't worth nearly as much as it was last week, thanks to Obama. Sorry,
we're not going there.
No, we're not.
This
so
is the,
so
this
anyway,
is the new improved, kinder, gentler Baldwin McCullough. Remember?
So we have this big meeting now. There's this really cool agency that is starting. They're kind of doing for radio agency work what Extreme Media did for the world of broadcasting.
Sure.
They're bringing back entrepreneurialism.
Yeah.
And it's like these really cool people that came from these other backgrounds.
Because we believe you did too build that.
That's right. And you can go to idid2buildthat.com and load up on goodies.
The swag.
So anyway, I'm already late to the meeting because there was this wreck on the GWB, and I'm trying to get to the you got to get to 54, you know, the Hilton on 54th.
Yeah,
the big Hilton, everybody stays at that Hilton on 54th and 6th
in New York City.
Yeah.
In New York City,
heart of New York.
There's people across the country listening to
correct
it right now. Right.
Correct. So I'm in the GWB, which is the bridge, and I get in, and
which is the George Washington Bridge.
Correct.
Right. Okay, you hip city slicker, go ahead.
And I turn onto 56th Street,
right,
trying to cut across.
Which is eastbound, because the even numbers go east.
Correct.
Well,
most of them do. When you get down in the village, it gets weird.
Yeah, right. Well, the village is weird, but go ahead.
So I get stuck behind these slow-moving buses and trucks that are all employed by the city.
Right.
And I'm humming along. I've got the talk. I've got our local station, AM 970, The Answer on. I'm listening to what's going on in the world. I think Curtis Sliwa was on, and I'm like getting closer and closer to the meeting, and I'm thinking, okay, Steven's already told me he's going to be late. This is what I'm going to say to the guys, is so that they don't have their feelings hurt that, you know, the celebrity stood them up, and my phone goes zzz, zzz, zzz. Down in the bottom of the what's that thing in the middle between the seats? The little tray area there.
Just let's call it a cup holder.
A cup holder. That works.
To me, it's all cup holders.
I forgot it was a cup holder.
Only the
is that why it's round, like the size of the bottom of a cup?
And when you're in my car, it has like that kind of little slight film of spilled coffee in it.
Not slight film. It's now turned into a layer sludge. Of sludge thickness that actually magnetizes things to it. So when you drop like a penny into it immediately like.
And it has a special.
And becomes frozen.
It has a special adhesive quality.
Yes.
Because it's a mixture of.
Which I,
of
Starbucks, I now understand you're selling.
Dunkin' Donuts and the homebrew all rolled into one.
I now understand you're selling this to home improvement stores across the country.
Sure.
The Baldwin sludge.
You know, we do what we can.
So anyway, the phone goes off. Zzz, zzz, zzz. I look down and Stevie B. And he's saying, hey, bro, going to be later than I thought. And as I'm looking at reading the text, holding my little iPhone in my hand, evidently I pass one of New York's finest on the street corner.
Ah, yes.
Now, this is how bad the traffic was. I go a half block from where I passed the cop, never seeing him while holding my phone.
Uh-huh.
He walks up to my window.
A city block.
It was a beat cop. He was on his ever-loving twosome.
Yeah,
he was sitting there just walking down the street. He walks up. I'm like, what does this guy want? I roll down the window. He goes, excuse me, sir. You know you're on your phone? I said, yes, sir. I just got a text from my business. He said, pull over. Pull over and stopped traffic. Can I help you? He goes, yeah, you can't be on your phone in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you see that empty spot up there in front of the fire hydrant? Pull in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull in front of it. And he gives me a ticket for holding my handset, checking your text message, telling me you're going to be late.
Now, Kevin, let me just immediately interject here.
Now, this reminds me of...
On the scenario that you're trying to present here.
This reminds me of something.
Now, I'm going to tell you...
We used to own a company car... And someone would get tickets in the city regularly, but not pay them because they would come to my house.
Well, not regularly.
There was like 36 in 1 year.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
But I love this because what you're saying is you're driving.
Yes.
And you get a text message
from you.
And then you, in your own free will.
Yes.
Choose to make the decision to break the law.
Yes.
You broke the law.
Yeah, I guess
and now
I
you're trying to pin it on me.
Of course.
Of course?
Because every time I interact with you in traffic in any way, it costs me money.
Well, let that
we
be
get a ticket.
Let that be
a We get a ticket that I end up paying.
So, Kevin, what most people would say now
yes.
is... If last year you got 36 parking tickets sent to your house when I was driving the
smart car, yes.
And now, you know, if you haven't learned just from that, then it's on you.
Well, that's pretty – fool me once.
Yeah.
Shame on me.
Yeah.
Fool me 36 times.
Shame
on me a lot.
The galaxy. No, but I – listen, you were –
So then – now that's not even the best part of the story.
Uh-oh.
So then, while I'm sitting there, the cop takes all my license and
better part.
Registration and insurance information and disappears. He walks away to somewhere that I don't know where he goes.
Well, that's because, like, right now you're a chicken fried steak.
And I'm looking
he's
in the mirror.
He's a beat cop.
And I'm looking in this mirror.
And he's
going to
write you up for, like, a $300 cell phone thing.
And I'm like, looking in all the mirrors. I can't find him anywhere. And so Steven texts me again. And what did I say? Something like, I'm mad at you right now. You got me in trouble. And he's like, huh? And I'm like, I'm texting and I'm like trying not to let anybody see me because I am officially parked now. But the last thing I want is the guy to walk back up and see me sending another text message.
You know what? I'm a bad influence.
So I go, Steven, when I looked at your text, a cop pulled me over. And this was Steven's response. That's hilarious. I don't know if it was hilarious, but...
Well, it's just...
It gave somebody a laugh that day.
It gave me a visual. Just you there, slumped over the wheel.
Shaking my head back and forth, steam coming out of the ears.
Just pounding your forehead at the top of the steering wheel going, Baldwin. Baldwin.
No, I'm going, it's a really good thing Elias having that surgery right now.
Guess you're
going
to need one, Stephen, by the time I get done with you.
Hey, it's Baldwin McCullough. We're live. We're thankful that you're here from New York. When we continue, well, some more from our week and some of the fun stuff we've got going on. It's always fun on Saturday nights hanging out with us. Baldwin McCullough Live online, baldwinmccullough.com. We'll be right back. To represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members opposed. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. It was good for AARP, and they stand to reap a windfall of over $1 billion. Many people feel they have no alternative. They have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, information advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel. For less than $1 a month, you can join today. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. That's 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
snow is glistening. Beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
It's a Saturday night. Gone away. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. And welcome back.
That's Tony Bennett.
Sings a love song.
Oh, yeah, baby.
The Winter Wonderland.
See, this is...
He was on at the tree lighting this week again.
I was there.
You didn't invite us?
No.
That's pretty scuzzy.
It was very last... You can't be talking about the tree lighting and use the word scuzzy, Kevin, okay? But I went to the tree lighting very last minute. My dear friend Matt Rich invited Haley and I. Eli was not available. And we went down, but I love this time of the year working with you because most of the year, like three quarters of the time during the year, you're Kevin, the kooky psycho pundit.
Whatever that
is. And then Christmas rolls around, and you're like Scrooge when he woke up that morning and everything changed. You become very nice and Christmassy.
I don't even know how to take this anymore. It's like...
Warm and
you're
fuzzy.
Trying to be complimentary, but it's really an insult.
And I love around Christmas, I come through the door of the studio and you're like, Tiny Tim! Oh, I love you, Tiny Tim!
Well, you were the Tiny Tim of the Baldwin Brothers.
That's true.
For sure.
I know. I'm trying.
Complete with gimpy leg and everything.
Easy. Easy.
Yeah, let's just say we know who was always at the bottom of the pylon pile.
Well, you also know I was the youngest of six. People make the joke, I'm the shortest.
You're the runt.
It's because by the...
If you guys had been puppies, you would have been the last one adopted.
By the time the tuna fish casserole made it down to little Stevie B, there was like, you know, a morsel left.
Mom, there's no pork chop left on the plate.
And a cracker. Which is the perfect segue into what we're going to be talking about.
Absolutely. Well, you talked about Christmas and what a special time of year it is. And every year we've always done something... out of the box. Very special. And this year is no less than that. And that's one of the reasons why our good friend Gary Van Dyke of Food for Orphans is with us. Hello, Gary.
How you doing, guys?
Great, Gary. Good to have you, brother.
You sound chipper for someone who didn't have to go through any of the things we just described in the last segment that we went through.
I can relate, believe me.
Well, we're glad you're here. So, Stephen, Gary... we've been airing some commercials for a few weeks now. We have been talking about the fact that every night there are 60 million children that go to bed who don't have a mother and a father that are going to bed hungry. These are orphans. And Gary, tell us a little bit about the larger picture of what of how many orphans, because your organization, Food for Orphans, kind of knows a little bit about this stuff.
Well, there's 163 million orphans around the world. That means there's 163 million kids who have lost either one or both of their parents or, tragically, have been abandoned by their parents and have to fend for themselves and feed themselves. Food for Orphans is feeding children in 16 different countries around the world, and we're doing it because every 90 seconds an orphan starves to death. Well, I don't mean that they just die of a disease. I mean, every minute and a half, another child goes to sleep and dies because they don't have any more food and they haven't eaten in probably 3 or 4 days. Mm. So there's no need for this. We have refrigerators full of food. We can share it. And it's that simple, guys.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons that we're doing this special broadcast is because we care about those kids, and Gary does too, his organization, Food for Orphans, another organization that has partnered with us, King's Ransom, and, of course, our good friend Danny Johnson, who will be with us in studio next week on this broadcast. She cares very much as well. But, friends, we're going to ask you to play a role in this tonight. If you go to the website DoGood.com. Now, that's Stephen's and my portal for everything that we want to see done good in this world. DoGood.com is where you can go. And if you just give online, you just click right there on the homepage. But feed a child this Christmas, that's the theme of what we want to do here. But, Stephen, you've traveled with Gary, and you've seen some orphans up front. Plus, you have this family that loves the holidays. How are you squaring the holidays and what these children are relating to is in the Baldwin household this year.
Well, it's very interesting that you said that because I have two daughters, Alai and Haley, 19 and 16. And it's just so interesting. You know, I love Gary is great, and I love working with Gary just because Gary doesn't pull any punches about the work he's doing. You know, Food for Orphans is a very effective organization because it doesn't sugarcoat the truth. It doesn't make its message nicey-nice to make you feel all warm and fuzzy. It's just going to say that it's just in the testimonial of the work that Gary does, he just lays it out for people, just very honestly. And then you bring in another one of our partners like Danny Johnson and King Ransom, and I mean, you'd have been proud of me, Kevin.
I'm always proud of you.
I'm sitting there. Oh, I'll leave.
Except when I get the text that makes me get a ticket. But that's beside the point.
But I'm sitting there with Alaya yesterday, and we're talking about needing to go out and get some Christmas decorations and making our list of what we're going to do and the prioritization of Christmas. I turn around, and I just said, darling, if you don't hear me out about this Christmas and not what I'm hoping you'll do, but when I'm putting my foot down about what you're going to do, I said, and if you don't hear me out on this, I will give Danny Johnson your cell phone number. I said, and you don't want that. I said, trust me. But I said to her, you know, as far as gift giving and all that, I said, sweetie, give the gift of food for orphans.
Yeah.
I said, you know, if you're going to get your friend something over here, I said, go.
Stuff they don't need.
I said, go make a $10, $20, $30 donation to Food for Orphans on behalf of your friend. What better way to be a blessing in the true spirit of what all that is?
Right.
You know, so I just literally, I'm not exaggerating, was having that conversation with Alaya yesterday, and I am going to absolutely, Keen and I, my wife, we're going to absolutely be a part this year of blessing people through Food for Orphans for this Christmas season.
And the way you do that is you go to dogood.com, dogood.com. $92 will feed one child, not only this Christmas holiday. Think about this. When you have all of your family around the table and the table's full of food and you see the steam coming off the potatoes and everything smells so warm and fulfilling. Friends, these 60 million children that Gary and I were just talking about, they won't have anything unless we feed them. So feed them this Christmas, but then feed them for the entire year to come. $92 will do that, Christmas to Christmas. Let's do that right now. 1-800-503-1948 is the number. 1-800-503-1948. Or make a gift online to dogood.com. But feed a child and give the gift of life this Christmas. DoGood.com, 800-503-1948. This is Baldwin McCullough live from New York.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave.
Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's Paul and McCullough Live from New York. In the last couple of weeks, you've noticed that, yeah, we broke out the Christmas records. We like them.
Yeah. And as I was saying, I'm Tiny Tim. I'm coming to the recording studio, and Kevin's got his top hat on and his scarf around his neck, and he's gifted.
I don't know if I would go that far, but we are in the spirit to do good tonight.
Amen.
Hence why we're asking you to visit our website, dogood.com. It's easy to remember. That's why we named it that. Do good. .com, D-O-G-O-O-D.com, because what we are hoping, friend, and this is very simple. Everyone listening to us tonight, if you're in Reno, Nevada, listening to KKFT, if you're listening to us at KCBQ in San Diego, if you're listening to us on WTBN in Tampa Bay, if you're listening to us on AM 970 The Answer in New York, if you're listening to us up and down the radio dial, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, Cape 1500, KFNX in Phoenix. Friends, wherever you're at, if you fed one child for this coming year, we could feed thousands, tens of thousands of children just tonight for the year to come.
Amen.
$92, that's 25 cents a meal to feed a child for an entire year. And every year, Stephen and I like to use the platform that we have. You come here every Saturday night. We make you laugh, you know, most of the time we don't intend to. You end up laughing anyway. Steven wants to try to get me to laugh. I don't laugh. He laughs like Huckleberry Hound. We bill it as the Saturday Night Funny, but it's, friends, this isn't funny. This part is not funny.
Correct.
And Stephen and I, we may be, you know, goofy the rest of the time, but when it comes to feeding kids, this is serious business to us. So I'm asking you, can you get creative and form a $92 gift out of something? If you give up one Starbucks a week for, you know, the next 3 months or whatever it is that gets you to $92, would you commit to a $92 gift, one-time gift of $92, and feed a child for the coming year? Because they need it. Because 60 million will die. I mean, 60 million will go to bed hungry tonight. Every 90 seconds, another orphan who has not been fed will perish. Meaning tonight, in over the 2 hours that we're on the air with you, there will be 80 children that will have died unnecessarily. Gary Van Dyke, Food for Orphans, I say unnecessarily. Is that the truth? Is there enough food to feed these kids? And if there is, what is the problem in not getting it to them?
Well, of course there's enough food in the world to feed all of these children. As a matter of fact, let me just give you just a quick rundown. The logistical problem is the biggest part, because there's droughts and famines going on all over the world. But there's parts of the world where food is being raised, and we could ship it if we could come up with the logistics. But just here in the United States, it's an unfortunate fact that we throw away about $100 billion worth of food every year. That's 40% of all the food raised here in the United States. We actually throw it away. It gets trampled on the farm. It gets left on the ground in the farm. It gets knocked off the truck. It falls off the box. It gets squeezed at the grocery store.
Sure.
We cook it, don't eat it. And if we were just to cut back about 15% of the food we waste, and then use that money instead of buying that food, use it to feed orphans. Guys, we could feed every orphan every single day around the world without it, without spending any more extra money at all. So there is enough food, and we have enough money here in the United States. Most of us have enough money. Well, listen, we're only talking about 25 cents a day, a quarter a day. Could we not find a quarter to save one life?
Mm-hmm. It's so simple. 25 cents gets them chicken, beans, rice, vitamins, special vitamins to help them heal, not just be fed. We'll tell you more about that, the special recipe that the Food for Orphans and the coalition at DoGood.com have come up with to help feed these kids. But they're healing these children of the effects of malnutrition, not just feeding them. But friends, it won't happen without you, and that's why once a year Stephen and I come to you and say, please, please, please join us in doing good. DoGood.com. DoGood.com. DoGood.com, and be as generous as you can. Can you feed one kid, two kid, 10 kids? Please go and do that now. If you want to call your gift, it's 800-503-1948. 800-503-1948, or online at dogood.com. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Gary Van Dyke is our very special guest on this Saturday. We hope that you will help us do good for the kids who will die if we don't. Dogood.com. Go right now. Models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry, and the auditions are free. Sign up today. AMTCAudition.org.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more? What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson, First Steps to Wealth, is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live Saturday night, and welcome back to a very special version of the program. We're on with Gary Van Dyke. We're talking about food for orphans and DoGood.com.
And I heard that Gary Van Dyke actually sounds just like Bing Crosby when he sings White Christmas. Is that true, Gary?
Bing Crosby.
Hey, listen, if it would feed orphans, Gary, get up there and start. He'd sing Bing Crosby all night long.
I've shaved my head. Brother. I've shaved my head at the challenge of trying to feed kids. I'd do it again.
Amen.
I mean, I don't have that much to shave off anymore. That was back when I actually had hair. But Gary Van Dyke is the president and founder of Food for Orphans. He's Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and I'm Kevin McCullough, and it's a very special edition. The phone number is 1-800-503-1948. Fairbanks, Alaska, calling you out, friends. You want to make a difference this Christmas? Feed a child tonight. Those of you in the San Francisco area, San Diego, Los Angeles, Riverside, we're talking to you too. Phoenix, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Atlanta, all across the South. We're talking to those of you that are listening to us tonight. Normally, Stephen and I cutting up having a good time. Tonight, we're challenging you to do something with us called DoGood.com.
I want to jump in and just say this, because part of what's fun in doing this radio program is, you know, this partnership with you, Kevin. We go back and forth, and you're like, you're becoming more fun. But it's just because you've been hanging out with me.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm 46 years old. I'm Stephen Baldwin.
That was a complete drag before that.
I'm Stephen. Kinda. I'm Stephen Baldwin. I'm the actor. The usual suspects. The Flintstones. Biodome. Like, a lot of people get a kick out of my movies, and that's been a wonderful blessing. But I say all that just to say that I'm still a big kid at heart. I don't want to grow up. I'm 46. When I get on my longboard skateboard and go down the road, my kids are like, "Dad, please, we don't know you." Okay? But that's who I am. And I say all that to say this. I'm having fun once a week taking $5 that would have been that mid-afternoon Starbucks. And like a kid, I go to a cookie jar. I have a big jar, and I'm putting the $5 in the jar.
Mm.
And I got to tell you something. You know, Gary, if we talk about things we can do this Christmas season to make us feel happy inside, to make us feel like a kid again, I want to challenge everybody listening to this phone call to go out and get one of those. I don't care what you put it in. Put it in an old boot. Put it under your mattress, whatever it is.
I found one in the basement today cleaning out for the Christmas stuff.
Sure.
I actually did.
But once, just imagine this, between now and the new year, even if it's just once a week, I would love it to be three times a week. But whatever that second cup of coffee is that you may be getting throughout the week, and I drink a lot of coffee. There's a lot of people drinking a lot of coffee. I want to just say to somebody, because yes, we want to challenge you to really make a difference and save lives with this idea that we're coming at you with for DoGood.com and Food for Orphans and all that. But I got to tell you something. It brings a smile to my face when I take that $5 and put it in a jar that I was just about to get in the car and drive all the way to Starbucks and get that second, caramel latte.
Unnecessary caramel latte.
Yeah, well, amen. But I can't wait when I come back to you, Kevin, and I plunk that jar down on the desk here in the studio, and it's got about 50, 75, 100 bucks in it.
Yeah.
That I'm giving to Food for Orphans, cash, just to say, this is the number of Starbucks coffees that I didn't get in 2-3 months.
And friends, if Stephen can do it, I'm filling the blank here.
Oh, shush.
If Stephen can do, if he can give up Starbucks, that's like an addict going cold turkey. I mean,
the reason I tell the story is this.
It's real, though.
No, but I tell the story because we're all looking, we say in the holiday season we want to make a difference. We say it, but then we get busy and we don't do it. I want to say to somebody, here's a really, like, literally I stop and I deliberately go out of the way to take a $5 bill and stop myself deliberately and go put it in a cookie jar like a little kid.
Do you have a label on the jar?
No, not yet.
Does it say Food for Orphans?
No, but in my heart it does, and that's what matters.
You need to make sure that the girls don't see that.
And I got to tell you something. Well, yeah, I got to hide it from the girls, but I should label it. But the point is, I can't tell you how that warms my heart.
Yeah.
It really makes me feel good to know, not just obviously the money and the good that that'll do and the impact that that'll have, but the fact that I'm thinking less of myself in this time of the year when that's what it's all about. That I'm stopping consciously going to do and get like the second or third cup of Starbucks. Who needs it?
Right. Hey, Gary, you were saying during one of the breaks that you had a story about kids that pooled their resources together, kind of along the same idea of what Steven's saying here about the good feeling he did. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this was a gentleman that I'd been talking to about orphans, and he had been to one of our conferences, and he had heard me talking about the orphans and the need, and he was talking to his wife about it. And they've got four kids. I think their oldest is like 7 or 8 years old. And these four kids are on the other side of the room, but they were listening, but the parents didn't know it. And the kids left the room and then came back in, and all of them were carrying their little piggy banks that they'd been saving money for a long, long, long time. All their birthday money, all the chore money that they got, little nickels and dimes that they had put on a daily basis in their little piggy jar to save so that they could go to Walmart, toy store, or someplace and buy something for themselves. They came in and poured all the money into the kitchen table where the mom and dad were talking, and they said, "What are you doing?" And they said, "We want to feed orphans."
Wow.
And we
Wow.
And they gave, listen, they gave every penny they had.
That's Gary Van Dyke. Stephen Baldwin's also here. Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us. World's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235. Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through today only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March by 5-10 packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay.
It's the Sounds of the Season on Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. That's a group called Avalon. Medley of carols that they do. And it is that time of year. Your spouse, your family, your friends, maybe even you, dialed over on the iPod and clicked into the holiday music mode this last week. I know some of you did. Some of you didn't. If your name's Scrooge McBaldwin, then you probably didn't. But everybody, you know, his daughter wants to decorate for Christmas.
No, we're not decorating for Christmas. You'll have no decorations this year.
Well, we just won't have the decorations we don't need.
Oh, okay.
That's my point.
Did you just tell her to go get the old decorations out of the basement?
That's what my wife said.
And she didn't, that wasn't good enough?
Well, no. Listen,
then you play the orphan card, and it's like, wow, I'm not asking for decorations anymore.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to misrepresent young Miss Elia. She has a wonderful heart, and she's wonderful in the Christmas spirit, but we're just trying to recalibrate Danny Johnson kind of way.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We love that.
And Danny's our friend. She's heard on a lot of these same stations on Sunday nights. In fact, if you join her tomorrow night, you'll hear myself, Stephen, Gary. This is we're doing this all weekend, friend. We're asking you to help us feed children as they do good Christmas. 1948. 1-800-503-1948. Also on dogood.com, you can just log online. And tonight, friends, before we're done, before this two-hour show is over, 80 orphans will have perished. And that's sad. Hey, Gary, we got a couple of minutes before our hour-long break. You know that you go and meet these kids all over the place. And give us a 60-second snapshot of a child you met recently.
Lene. Lene is a beautiful little girl. Her mother had killed her other two children in the family. There are two sisters. And Lene was the only child left. And the mother apparently was either feeling remorseful or wasn't able to kill her. But she ended up selling her to a neighbor who ended up making her a housekeeper. And we were able to rescue her and get her out of that situation. And now she's living in a Christian orphanage where she's learning about the never-ending love of Christ. That's the kind of kid that you are going to be helping tonight.
$92 feeds them not only this Christmas, but the entire year to come through next Christmas. Take care of Christmas to Christmas for a child. Give them a meal that they won't have otherwise, that they may die if they don't have otherwise. It's $92. It feeds them every day for the coming year. That's 25 cents a day. Friends, you can do that. Steven can do that. If he can put $5 from the Starbucks fund into the bucket to feed the kids, anybody can do this.
Yes.
Because you're a Starbucks fiend.
Oh, yeah.
Friends, make it happen right now. Dogood.com, dogood.com, or 800-503-1948. Hour 2 is on the way.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.